Okay, here in Washington, President Obama is releasing a new budget proposal today. It calls for tens of billions of dollars in new government spending, and this sets up a pretty clear contrast with the new Republican Congress. The president's plan would lift the automatic spending caps imposed in 2013 to offset the cost of the additional spending. The president is proposing higher taxes on big banks and also the wealthy. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us on the line now to offer us some more insight into this. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So is the message from the president that the age of austerity has really come to an end here?
Well, that's at least the conversation that the president is trying to start here. He's arguing the deficit has now shrunk to a much more manageable level. The White House predicts it'll be just 2.5% of the overall economy in the upcoming fiscal year. And so Obama says it's time to get rid of those across-the-board spending cuts and plow some more money into programs to help working families, programs such as a tax credit for child care, a bigger tax credit, and subsidized community college. Here's Obama addressing a gathering of Democratic lawmakers in Philadelphia last week.
Let's take a scalpel and not a meat cleaver, and let's make sure that we're funding the things that we know help American families succeed. That's a smart thing to do.
All told, the president wants to boost spending above those spending caps by about 7%.
Okay, so Republicans, Scott, I mean, they've called for some more spending when it comes to defense, but they've sounded pretty skeptical about the price tag on these domestic proposals, and Republicans certainly don't seem likely to go along with the sort of tax hikes that the president is proposing, right?
David, I suspect this budget is going to land on the Republican Congress like that Nationwide bathtub commercial with a thud. But, you know, GOP lawmakers are not really the president's intended audience here. He's trying to strike a political position, arguing, in effect, the country could afford these measures if it were willing to do things like raise the capital gains tax and extend that tax to inherited wealth.
All of the proposals that I put forward in the State of the Union, we can pay for by fixing a tax code that is riddled with loopholes for special interests. And if Republicans don't agree with my approach for paying for it, then they should put forward their own proposals.
The president describes his platform as middle-class economics. It's interesting, though, a preliminary analysis by the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center found that while the wealthiest Americans would pay higher taxes under the president's plan, the biggest beneficiaries would be those at the bottom of the income ladder. For the 60% of Americans in the middle, the president's budget is pretty much a wash.
Well, that sounds like something the White House might have to be dealing with in the days ahead when this budget comes out. You know, the backdrop is always so important. The White House doesn't, you know, do things accidentally. Scott, the president's going to be talking about this proposal at the Department of Homeland Security. Why that setting?
Well, that's some unfinished business from this year's budget. Congress has approved spending plans through the end of the fiscal year for every department except Homeland Security. That's the department that handles immigration policy, along with a lot of other things. And GOP lawmakers who are unhappy with the president's executive action on immigration are keeping a very tight hold on the purse strings in an effort to make a point. The department's funding is due to run out at the end of February, and so that's going to be an early showdown between the two parties and the two branches of government, and the president is trying to underscore that by speaking out at the Homeland Security offices today.
All right. The president's budget comes out today. We'll hear much more about it on the program this morning and also in the days ahead. NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, David.